now hear me? Let me just. I trust you can all hear me.
Yes, we've been hearing you from every single word. We've been hearing you.
Okay. So, at the moment you stop hearing me, please let me know. Because I'll be moving through tabs. Yeah, I'll be moving through tabs. Yesterday, we talked about MP John took us through the baptism, and he mentioned four types of baptism, which is water baptism, then experiential baptism, Holy Ghost, and fire. And the Bible verses which he used, mostly in the book of Acts 8, 15, John 1, 33, 1 Corinthians 10, 2, Matthew 28, 19, Luke 3, 16, Mark 16, 16, Acts 8, 15, Acts 5, Act 1, 5, Hebrews 6, 2, which we all enjoyed, and we are grateful to God. And today we're going to be looking at the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost baptism. John did us a good, he did us very well by explaining each of them. And today we're going to be looking at the baptism of Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost baptism. What we are going to be looking at is, why is it necessary, the Holy Ghost baptism? What is the importance, for instance? What is the significance of baptism of the Holy Ghost? That is a very important question. Now, for someone that has that just came to Christ, like if you go for an evangelism and you are trying to talk to somebody about the new life which Christ has given to us, which is made manifest by the Holy Spirit, how do you convey to somebody that you're just trying to, that has no knowledge, how do you convey to the person the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What is the why is it necessary to have baptism of the Holy Ghost? I believe that is very important. One thing that you notice from the book of Acts, I think we'll take on the history from the first time when we had it, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We'll try and extract the importance, the necessities of those of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When Jesus Christ was about to ascend, when he was with his disciples, he instructed them to not go out, to gather at a place, which they did. We all know the story, at the upper room, and they were there praying and singing, and until the day that they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And what actually happened was that first they receive power for signs and wonders. That was the first thing that happened. Of course, we know that the manifestation of the baptism of the Holy Ghost at that initial time was speaking in tongues. We are speaking in tongues. And their speaking in tongues was also a wonder, was a miracle, because as they were speaking in tongues, everyone was hearing them praising God in their own mother's language. So if you're Yoruba, Ikwere, all those people, they are just speaking in tongues and they are all hearing them praising God. After that, they went out and they were doing all kinds of healing, signs and wonders. So he gave them the baptism of the Holy Ghost, gives power for signs and wonders. And these signs and wonders is just to enable you to carry out the works of God. Yeah, that is the essence of it. To heal. When you heal, you restore somebody, you restore a soul, and you do good things. Power to do good things, power for signs, power for wonders. Then the second, that is the first one, gives the baptism of the Holy Ghost gives you power for signs and wonders. The second one is that it gives power to heal and to give life. But before I go to the second one, which is power to heal, I want to back that up with the first one, which is gives power for signs and wonders. But when we look at the books of Acts, Acts chapter 5, verse 12, and it reads, I read, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people after they have received the Holy Ghost. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's pouch. That is Acts 5, verse 12. So you can see that after they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they received power for signs and for wonders. Then the second one is power to heal and to give life. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when you go out there, you should have the power to heal the sick and to give life as well to dead things. Yeah. And I'm going to see the scripture that I can use to back that up. Book of John chapter 5 verse 26. But before 26, Book of John chapter 5 verse 21. Yeah. Then Book of John chapter 5 verse 21 says, for as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For as the Father had life in himself, John chapter 5 verse 26 now. For as the Father had life in himself, so had he given to the Son to have life in himself. John chapter 14 verse 12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do, and greater works than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. See? So we can see that if you have the Holy Ghost, just like Jesus Christ, he was full of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ bears witness, said that the Father had life in himself. The Father giveth life to whosoever he giveth, he wants, he wills. The Father also has granted it unto the Son to have life in himself and to give it to whosoever he will. So Jesus is saying now, whosoever that believes in me, that which I do, he will do greater than that. So if you have the Holy Spirit, that means you have the ability to also give life. So the baptism of the Holy Ghost gives you the power to heal first and gives you the power to give life to dead things, things that are dead, that are meant to be alive, but are dead. Let me put it that way. There are things that are meant to be alive, but for some reason they died. You know. So those things, if you have the power, if you have the baptism, if you already have the Holy Ghost, you have the power to bring those things back to life. I think there was a testimony that John gave one certain time when he was in Sunnyvale area during those time, during his first work with the gas company, gas cylinder. During those days, he said he was praying in those areas and he was able to see dead things coming out of, dead things coming alive. Is it from water, from well or something? From well, if I can remember correctly. So that is the power that we have. And that what he saw is, it may be a vision, but there is an equivalent manifestation in the physical of those things that he's seen in the spirit. That is how it is. Then lastly, the last point here on this first one, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost gives you the power to transform the world so that the world will not be destroyed. You know, in John chapter 3 verse 16 and 17, which we all know, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have eternal life." Verse 17 says, "For God sent not his son to the world to condemn, to destroy the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So might, there is a condition. Is a condition. God sent Jesus Christ that he will see how he might be able to save the world and not to destroy it, just like he did in the time of Noah or the time before that. You know. So we having the Holy Ghost and in the world gives us the power to transform it, to turn around things that the world be not destroyed, but transformed. This is, if you check the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Unto the uttermost part. So this power for a witness unto the uttermost part of the earth is so that we'll be able to transform the world. It's just like the three measures of leaven that is hid in, the leaven that is hid in three measures of flour. And when it's turned, then everything is leaven. Yeah, just like that. So if we are able to transform the world one by other, we are just like those, the leaven that is hid in three measures of, you know, transforming the world until everyone is converted to Christ, then the world, God will not have any reason to destroy the world, to save the world as he has said through his son. So these are the three major reasons, the three major, the major importance, the importance of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the major ones, the significance. Then we have some few others. Let me just, there are some other minor ones. Well, there is nothing that is minor, but you know, I just put it that way. Three, baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, that makes you the bride of Christ. Just put it as number four. It makes you the bride of Christ. You are in holy matrimony with Godhead. You are married. Yeah. Then it helps you to conceive and to bring forth, that is to birth forth the Son of God, which is in you. The last one, which is, and as a son of God, it gives you the right to the kingdom of God. So the you being filled, if you have the Holy Ghost, if you're born of the Holy Ghost, you become the son of God, and that gives you the right, the privileges in the kingdom of God, the right to the kingdom of God, and all the privileges that are within that, you know, that follows. So in summary, these are the importance of the baptism. So, but the baptism of the Holy Ghost is very important. Yeah. So I would like to end here. If there are any questions, please feel free to ask. Thank you.